Grace be unto you and peace from God our Heavenly Father and His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. Our text for this message is from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. It is entitled, Lacking No Good Thing. It was written by Pastor Pape. Dear Christian friends, twice in our scripture readings today, God says, do not be afraid. You've all heard this before. Believe. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. He will provide for you and protect you. But a reality check reminds us that we do not yet see all that God has promised. And we may think we have good reason to fear or to be terrified in our dangerous world today. Two small boys walked into a dentist's office. One of them said bravely, I want a tooth taken out, and I don't want any anesthetic to be used because we're in a hurry. The dentist replied, You're certainly brave. Which tooth is it? The bigger boy turned to his smaller friend and said, Show him your tooth, Tommy. When someone tells us not to be afraid, we may feel just like Tommy. In every stage of life, we face the nemesis of fear. In childhood, it's fear of the dark. We adults may fear for our children or worry about retirement. Then finally, death itself causes certain fears. Can anyone shore up our faith? Yes. The God of Abraham, the God who called himself the great I Am, comes to us today in his word and says, Do not be afraid. First of all, God establishes a relationship of trust that enables us to face our fears. He did it for Abram by establishing a covenant and continually renewing it. When Abram had doubts, the Lord God assured him, Don't be afraid, Abram. I am your shield, your very great reward. A shield is used mainly for defense to ward off incoming arrows or spears on the field of battle. The Lord can be trusted to protect Abram and us from Satan's fiery darts. We are not left to fend for ourselves in this dark and sinful world. This promise to Abram was timed just right because it came after the battle between the kings in chapter 14 of Genesis, when his nephew Lot was taken captive. Abram was asked to believe that having the Lord as his shield was much better than relying on the king of Sodom and other kings in the region. The all-powerful God who called Abram to leave his homeland and travel to a strange and distant land also promised to provide for and protect him and his family in this promised land. You see, even though Abram is already quite rich, God himself was Abram's greatest treasure and his very great reward. Our lesson says that all these heroes of faith were strangers on earth. Their real treasure was not something earthly. It was a heavenly reward. And Abram believed the Lord. This was the third time that God had given to Abram his promise of numerous descendants, as many as the stars in the heavens. And Abram was convinced that he could count on the Lord God, even though his wife was 90 years old and he was 100, and they were still childless. But as a further assurance, God changed his name from Abram to Abraham, which means father of multitudes. The same God who gave to Abraham his promised son Isaac also promises to provide for us and take away our fears through his own son, Jesus. For God also made a new covenant with us, adopting us into his family through the waters of our baptism. He gives us true faith through which we, like Abraham, are considered righteous. And he furthermore establishes peace forever in our hearts. God forgives our sinfulness and grants us everlasting life with him in heaven. We can count on him, not the stars or any earthly rulers, to sustain us in our future. God's action moves us to trust him completely. Since he made good on his promise to give us salvation in his Son, Christ Jesus, we also trust him to provide for our every need. He moves us away from fear to faith. For God, the great God of the universe, is also our shield and our very great reward. Secondly, God gives us a faith to face our fears head on. Since we now have a strong and lasting relationship with God through his only Son, Jesus Christ, we now have a faith which is sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. It's a faith that does three things. First, it sees the invisible. Yes, you heard me right. Faith does not have to see in order to believe. Remember what Jesus said to Thomas, who doubted Christ's resurrection that first Easter. Blessed are they who have not seen and yet have believed. None of us was around to observe God creating the world by his spoken word, nor did any of us see God become incarnate in human flesh in order to be born, suffer, and die on the cross, and then rise again from the dead. So as God strengthens our faith through his spoken word and sacraments, we learn to absolutely trust him without question, even though we often can't actually see or recognize the fulfillment of his promises. Second, it's also a faith that believes the unbelievable, the incredible. God promised Abraham that he would be a father of a great nation, that his descendants would be as many as the stars in the sky. Abraham's reaction, because of their older age, was something like this. Why, Lord, that's impossible. That's incredible. Sure, God's promise was contrary to human reason and scientific knowledge and experience, yet he caused it all to come true. Some of us have many doubts about the future of this congregation. We're all getting older and we don't see many young people or children in worship. We say to ourselves, it's going to take a miracle to change things, to bring more families into this congregation. And we all wonder how it will happen. But God still does miracles, and through trusting completely in his promises and holy word, he will see to it that his kingdom grows here among us. Even the gates of hell will not prevail against his church. Ask and you will receive, says our Lord. And as we open our doors and welcome our friends and family members in the name of Jesus, sharing our faith and love for his word, we will see miracles happen. For he calls on us to trust him for our future and to believe what he promises, even his incredible promises. It certainly seems unbelievable that God would love us, knowing how imperfect we are. It seems unbelievable that he would give up his only beloved Son for you and for me, that we might be redeemed, forgiven, and live forever with him. It may seem unbelievable that no matter how bad things are, the Lord is our shield and our very great reward. Sometimes we're like the grandpa who took his first airplane ride at the age of 86. The private plane circled for about 20 minutes, then landed. The children all asked him, "Grandpa, Grandpa, how did you like it?" "Just fine," he replied, "but I never did put my full weight down on that crazy thing." As God's people, our full weight and trust is in the Lord our God. In spite of our fears and apprehensions, he fills us with his mercy and gives us faith to believe even the incredible and the impossible. And thirdly, it's also a faith that receives and accepts the impossible. It seemed definitely impossible for Abraham to have a son or be the father of a great nation of people. It can seem just as impossible that even though we transgress God's commandments daily in our lives, God still forgives us in Christ and uses us to extend his kingdom. Do you see any so-called impossible hurdles or obstacles before you? Do you have some impossible problems? Do you have fears that just won't go away? God grants us faith to trust him in any and all circumstances. God's mercy in Christ Jesus enables us to receive his assurance and courage to face whatever scary, terrible things that come our way. In closing, a great man of faith was once asked, If God promised in His Word to walk with you through a brick wall, would you try it? Yes, the man quickly answered, I would walk by faith, and God would make the whole. Sometimes the future looks like a brick wall. It did to Abraham and Sarah. Yet the God who cares for us assures us, I am your shield and great reward. Through Him we have a faith that sees the invisible, believes the incredible, and receives the impossible. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.